Sanctuary calling. Sanctuary calling. This is RFES, and I am Brother William, the Sunken Monk. RFES. We play your dreams. And now we have some local sessions by the recently drowned. This, recorded, well, not quite live in Easington, is by Quaking Houses. It's Start Forth Love Train.
Copley, Rushyford, Ogle, Snitter, Seaton, Het, Consort, Hetton Hole, Conkfield, Welling, Wingate, Hart, Newfield, Sacriston, Broome, Tantobe, Sunnyside, Rowley, Morpeth, Pity Me, Stubbswood, Auburn, Tudbow, Newbegin, Ingo, Highspent, Esh, Greetham, Bedlington, Pontop, Dipton, Satley, New Brunsford, New Wrigley, New Hart.
Is it just me, or was that singer getting altogether too involved in his job? Now we have Strangers to Hull and Back by Tom Bright and the Bypass.
From Hull to Hell and Back, salt and spray for a jacket, the stars above for a hat, a bus stop for a bed. Coastline etched into brow, earth between crooked toes. Look at the stranger walk. Look at the stranger walk. A cough like dry cracked skin, a laugh like a castanet. Look at the stranger's smile. Look at the stranger's smile. On New Year's Day, they gather on the beach at Seaton Sluice and dance in circles to the beat of a funky down-home drum. Look at the strangers dance. Look at the strangers dance. See the patterns they leave, like fingerprints in the sand. Daylight sees them gone, the North Sea smug and full, chanting cryptic harmonies to the bass kick of the waves, to the beat of strangers walking from Hull to Hell and back. The strangers hoping to reach the stars they wear for a hat.
Mais c'est magnifique. You're listening to Radio Free East Shields, local sessions. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the Sponge Information Center for news on how you can pick up your new bio carpet today. Bio carpet for when you've really got to chew the rug.
Chocolate. The only thing you can eat that's just like shite, only sweeter. Try Cloaca Bar now, available as Moloka Cloaca Bar and in our new Sturdy Turd size.
Now some boys who have truly gone beyond. Five Welders with If You Go Away, song for the outward journey. And believe me, they've made it.
Beneath the bridge, through the tunnel, in a forward-facing seat, leave. The buzzing lines to anywhere will hold you. The wiry grass that clings to hills will shiver in the fields tonight. The land you left behind today will hold you. The brooks will swell and burst their banks to carve out shapes that you won't read. The native mud, still on your boots, will hold you. Birds swoop down and wink, ironic. Remind you of unsaid goodbyes. The sky you thought as grey and void will hold you. Some magpies croon and croak so they can hold you. And trees sway bare and brown and stretch to hold you. And hedges mime a wind-blown grief as bridges creak, moan, sway and keen cross rivers dashing seawards trying to hold you. From a place that holds its breath but cannot hold you. So magpies croon and croak so they can hold you.
Ah, you could have heard a monkey wrench drop in here. And I see Captain Nemo is pressing his features up against the studio window, making those strange faces he's so enamored of. No, we have a sign, and it is a request. Absolutely, Captain Nemo. Thumbs up to you. Stepping digits with high cool.
Smell of frying bacon, dew meshed into string vests, flat dregs of stout. Coits of light on the virtual nets, thin splash of white-haired water. How much is the entrance fee? Seagulls not angled spires, drunken fish-wet night, startled freshness of stone. Triple jump to the slag guard gare, a skinned stone's grace away, firefly slashes of molten steel. Sea or third division roar, shell-bound ear and swelling strings to move on up or move on out. Religious glitter of the shopping mall, a sign, a sheltered ear, chill hairs attention along a frightened spine. Take my leave into the blind fret, the thin skyline stuttering, thigh high in cold stabbing sea.
Hello?
Hello, Brother Guglielmus.
Hello, you're through to Radio Free East Shields. Who's that?
Hi, this is Hart Crane.
Hart? You want the Fraser Crane Show in Seattle?
No, I want a request. A piece of music with erotic overtones.
Sure thing. How's those bones of yours down on the ocean floor?
Still rolling to and fro like unlucky dices.
That should be die.
I already did.
Right you are, Mr. Hart Crane, famous poet, renowned drunk, and notable suicide, right here on Radio Free East Shields. So what can he play for you?
I'd like a piece of Pulunk with an interfering voiceover by Glasgow poet David Kinloch, please.
All about Monet's waterlilies and a cute guy in New York's Museum of Modern Art.
That's the one, brother.
I called him Money Boy for short, because he never told me his name, although of course I told him mine. Money Boy, you know, as in Claude Money Boy, the French impressionist. Well, in MoMA, New York, where Frank worked, they have this large half-moon-shaped room where you can stroll leisurely past the frescoes of water lilies, or nymphaeas as they're called. The room is light and airy, a huge fresco-sized wood mirror in Monica's opposite. In my memory, I'm never sure at what moment water lilies stopped being just water lilies and became a tall, good-looking young man with blonde hair. At what moment yellows and greens, the blues and turquoises nesting in my blue jeans like big velvet bows poured from the painting and filled an hourglass shape of flesh and muscle. I remember there was a lot of muscle. First was the eddy of a Giverny pool, a faint breeze from fronds of willows stroking the galleries of freshly varnished parquet, a whiff of mint, the tap of a steel-tipped boot. And then the paint stopped flowing, and we seemed to be circling each other. When he smiled at me, Christ, he actually smiled at me. The whole room went blonde, and every time I see Moni Nambias in my mind's eye now, the lilies shiver with tiny blonde hairs, soft as the down that covered Monday's furs. He was 27, and it was getting late. They chatted, they talked, and then his girlfriend came in, and they headed for the Jackson Parks. My intention in telling this isn't to coy. This isn't really a moment of sexual awakening, even if it felt a bit like it at the time. What I hoped to do was to present you with a moment from my life which works for me a little in the same way a Frank O'Hara poem does, and why O'Hara poems sometimes remind me of similar moments in my own life. The word that comes to mind and sums it all up for me is a French one. Frank would have known and liked the word disponibilité. In the gallery that morning, a quality of the light, of the New York air playing over the canvas, made everything seem that little bit more disponible. Available is the only poor English equivalent. I think everybody knows the feeling. You're ready, open, available to whatever sensation, thought, image is going to inhabit you first. And the marvelous thing is that it doesn't just seem to be confined to you. The paintings seemed in a state of half animation, and Money Boy felt it too. He was disponible, ready to smile at a stranger, maybe even sensing I was being that he wasn't entirely being fair, but that it didn't, for the space of that gallery, of that painting, of that shared moment, didn't matter. An exchange took place between two human beings, between painting and spectators, air and light. The same exchange that made the pools and bridges and fronds of Giverny available to the French painter Monet and he to them. This space of full of colour and talk, light, again and over again, light and talk, is the space of Frank's poems.
Are you really thick? Then why not kill people? Join the territorial army today. Not that we'll let you do much, but you can wipe it up afterwards. Be hard in your own backyard.
Remember, a boiled lobster is red because the protein has been denatured.
You're listening to Radio Free East Shields. We're signing off now, but before the last track, I have a letter from Gladys in North Shields. Dear Brother William, the sweet synthetic stink of the Formica factory, it makes me puke into cupped hands. Right, well, thank you for that, Gladys. And now this is Millennium by Robbie Williams.
The ports are dull in shadow, where we malinger now. With a heady drum-ho and a yo-ho-ho and a tug on the noose of town. There's a thousand starboard cabins, all as empty as that fair. At each bolted door beats a thousand boars, determined not to share. With a skin-clean scar and a hail well met, and the salt in your long blonde hair. With a pale clear sky and a cuttlefish eye, and you'll never come home to me. with a pale clear sky and a cuttlefish eye, and you never come home to me. With a pale clear sky and a cuttlefish eye, and you never come home to me. With a pale clear eye.